This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The Dow Jones opened up a bit this morning. It has been slipping as the day has continued. Yesterday, it dropped more than 2,000 points. Trading was stopped. So for the rest of the hour, we're going to look at the financial angle of this outbreak as President Trump, too, says he wants to approach some solutions for people. Jock O'Connell is joining us by phone from Majorca, Spain. He's with Beacon Economics based in Sacramento. He was in our studio 2 weeks ago when we first talked about the hit on global markets. Hi, Jock. How are you?
Hi, Beth. I'm fine.
So what's the atmosphere in Spain in light of this virus?
Spain's rather muted. I think they're looking very anxiously at what's happening in Italy. I was up much of the night monitoring some reports out of Milan, which are very harrowing about the impact that the virus has had on the health system there. People are turning up at hospitals and clinics in the Lombard region in northern Italy with a variety of fevers and headaches and respiratory ailments, and it's unclear whether they have a common cold, they have a flu, or whether they have a potentially fatal virus. So it's overwhelmed the healthcare system, created a great stress for the doctors, nurses, and other technicians who deal directly with patients. But it's also creating a problem and a shortage of medical supplies that is ultimately leading, and these were the more harrowing aspects of the reports, is a virtual combat triage situation where the doctors are forced to simply say that they cannot save certain patients. And those who are being more or less shunted aside and told that the resources aren't available to help them are disproportionately older people with pre-existing conditions, particularly respiratory conditions. And in many cases, or at least not many cases perhaps, but at least some reported cases, families have been forced to sit by and watch their relatives die. That is the kind of situation that potentially could come to the United States. And I think we have a healthcare system that is gravely at risk. And as some of your previous guests were pointing out, it goes beyond that. The economic impact is the other side of the healthcare crisis. But you know, if you are going to quarantine large numbers of people, and I just saw a report that Governor Cuomo in New York has effectively quarantined the city of New Rochelle by sending the National Guard in. If you're going to resort to those measures, then you're going to have a depressive impact on economic growth, notwithstanding whatever projects or plans that the federal government plans to deploy in the next few days.
So when you were here last, we were talking about how investors will often think over the weekend about what's going on and react with more fear on a Monday. In light of the seriousness that you just discussed and the fact that yesterday's huge drop was on a Monday, are we going to see these huge rolls continue right now as we're in sort of that middle crisis time of this outbreak?
We're in a very odd position. There was an expectation overnight and early this morning that there would be a substantial, what's called the dead cat bump or bounce in the Dow, for example. Well, looking at it right now, it was a very skittish dead cat that was bouncing around. It was bouncing around on Wall Street today. That recovery is not materializing. And I think that perhaps is an indication of a lack of confidence in whatever steps the White House and the Federal Reserve plan to take in the next few days. So we're not out of the woods financially. The market continues to hover at very low levels and shows little sign of a major recovery.
When are you planning to be back here, Jock?
Well, it's a good question. Theoretically, we're back on March 25th, but that requires us to make two flights, one from here to Zurich sometime next week, and then eventually a flight from Munich to San Francisco. We'll see whether the airlines are operating, whether the various healthcare officials are allowing movement of passengers between one continent and another. So we're hopeful of being back by the end of the month, but we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll probably check in again in the meantime. I want to talk more as this time goes on about what's happening with tourism, the slowing of shipping traffic, and also ag exporters for California. But for now, I'm going to say stay safe. Thank you from the update from Spain. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Take care, Beth.
All right.
Wash
thanks.
Your hands.
Thanks a lot. That's Jock O'Connell.
Bye-bye.
He is an international trade advisor with Beacon Economics. Now we're going to bring this to daily life. Dr. Sanjay Varshney is joining us from Sacramento State by phone. He's professor of finance. Hi, Sanjay. Thanks for making time today.
Sure. Good morning, Beth.
So we just heard a little analysis of the stock market. There are investors. There are retirement plans. Can you give me your perspective and some guidance to the everyday dabbler right now?
Beth, first, I'm a lot more optimistic about the financial markets because what we're seeing right now is not something that we're seeing for the first time. You know, we have seen this before with H1N1. We have seen this with SARS. We have seen this with the 9/11 issue. We have seen this with other major external shocks to the markets. So the first thing I would say is that clearly this is not a time to panic, and this too shall pass. And looking back at the last 150 years of history in the financial markets, in many ways, I think what's happening right now really is creating more opportunity for investors. I think this is the bright side of what's happening right now is that it will basically allow investors to reposition and rebalance because of the correction that's going on.
A couple quick questions. Is this a time to change your 401k or IRA contributions for any reason?
Well, I would suggest that if you can increase them, this would be a great time to do so because, like I said, these opportunities don't come by every year. The kind of correction we are seeing right now, 19% already from the high, usually happens once a year. And if, let's say, the market continues to go down from here, those kind of severe, bear markets or corrections take place maybe once every decade. So just to put things into perspective again, look at the last time the markets really went down was in 2009. March 9, 2009 was a low point. And then from then until, let's say, February of 2011, the markets had already doubled.
Right.
And then since March of 2009, the markets are up about 500%. Not counting what's happened in the last couple of weeks. So when it comes to 401k assets, when it comes to basically long-term retirement plans, people need to remind themselves these are not short-term plans. These are really long-term plans. Stock market valuations are really pricing in long-term fundamentals. Stocks are long-term assets, and therefore to treat them as on a daily basis as short-term and worry about what's going to happen tomorrow or what's going to happen next week, I think really doesn't help because that's really not part of good investment strategy.
What about with the drop in mortgage rates? Is this a time to explore refinancing?
Absolutely. While clearly there's a lot of concern about the entire yield curve actually dropping below 1%, there's a lot of concern right now about whether or not we're going to see negative yields in the United States, which has already happened in Europe. It's already happened in Japan. Certainly, there are a lot of issues and problems if that happens. On the bright side, with the 10-year yield really going down the way it has in the last couple of weeks, touching almost 0.31% yesterday, the bright side is that the mortgage rates actually have come down. That is helping the housing market. We are seeing a huge refinancing boom right now. A lot of folks who are basically sitting on the fence, especially in California because they could not afford the mortgages, are really finding those mortgages affordable again. So there is a bright side to all of this that's happening, at least for the consumer. And I think this is a great time to refinance if you want to, because the 30-year fix is right now below 3%. And
right.
If you're looking for a 15-year, it's about maybe 2.5%.
Hmm. How much faith do you have in the president talking about these efforts to, well, everything from covering co-pays in health expenses to covering sick pay to enacting a payroll tax cut?
It's a great question, Beth. So once again, there's a lot of feeding frenzy going on right now in the markets and in the media. There's a lot of questions being raised about whether or not this is going to escalate into something much more serious. The U.S. economy depends heavily on the consumer and consumer confidence. 70% of our economy is basically the consumer and how much they basically spend on the local restaurants and basically going out and spending money on consumer goods. So if we lose confidence here, it is really going to have a more of a negative impact on our economy and the markets. So when we talk about the president basically putting on you know, certain fiscal measures on the table, and when you talk about the Federal Reserve injecting more liquidity into the markets or putting more monetary stimulus on the table, these are basically designed to really help confidence much more so than try and measure the economic impact directly in or indirectly immediately. So, you know, we can clearly argue whether or not these fiscal measures or monetary measures are going to have any impact in the near term. But I think if confidence returns to the markets and confidence returns in the economy and the consumer feels better that, hey, by the way, a central government and a central bank is really standing by, they're not asleep at the wheel, that helps.
All right, Dr. Varshney, again, another topic to keep checking in on. I appreciate your time and your practical information this morning. Glad to have you on Insight.
Anytime. Thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome. That is Dr. Sanjay Varshney joining us from Sacramento State. So the angles on all of this continue. There's much more news about coronavirus and COVID-19 at capradio.org. Meanwhile, the election year continues. There are primaries happening in six states. NPR will have special coverage of the election events starting at 5 p.m. today here in the West. So for now, that's Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak on behalf of our team. Thanks for joining us, and we're back with another live show tomorrow.